All right, everyone, this is Jerry Fabianic one more time on KYGT, LPFM 102.7, 103.9. And coming at you here from the center of the universe. And that, of course, is Clear Creek County. We're up in the loft of the United Center. And I got a special guest in here today, and his name is Jeff Stover. And so, Jeff, welcome.
Thank you, Jerry. Good to be here. Thank you.
All right. And you are in charge of the Central City Poetry Fest.
That is correct.
Wonderful. And first year for this.
It is. Just want to make note that this is being brought to us, and we're able to do this at the behest and at the permission of the Central City Opera. They've been incredible. So they're actually letting us use some of the historical buildings, and they are the ultimate benefactor and patron of this event. So I want to shout out to them.
Oh, wonderful. Yep. Okay. So they're in the background a little bit here. Mm-hmm. And so you have a separate entity for the Poetry Fest itself, but in collaboration with the Teller House Opera.
That's the best way to say it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. So what brought this into idea? This is your novel year. What was the germ that started this whole thing?
Sure. So I have some contacts that are on the Central City Opera board itself. So I was approached and asked to talk to some players up there, including Mayor Jeremy Fay of Central City, and to pitch an idea for something that was artistic and literary. And the first thing that came to my mind was the Poetry Festival, just due to the growing resurgence of poetry worldwide.
And why is that? When we were talking earlier, mm-hmm. A week or so ago, you had mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not aware of it. So what is the basis of that? Why, what's the evidence for this?
So within the last 6 years or so, poetry book sales in the United States have doubled. Most of that doubling has been due to new poets, especially poets that started out posting on Instagram. And they have some lucrative publishing contracts, selling a lot of books. So the celebration here is you're finding a lot more people worldwide writing poetry, posting poetry, experimenting with new forms, doing a lot of things. And it's just a great art form to get into. Kind of like writing in the morning, if anybody does anything like free writing, things that they do for their own, mental posterity. Writing poetry is a good outlet as well as an art form. So it's something that is growing.
Do you write yourself?
I do. Uh-huh. I do.
And so what got you with the Central City Opera?
Honestly, a friend, an association. So one of my best friends, his parents are on the opera board. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so it's scheduled, you're going to have it on the 21st of September.
21st of September at the Teller House in Central City, yeah.
Okay. And then what's the lineup for that?
So we have our keynote address speaker poet is Khadija Queen. And so she teaches at University of Colorado in Boulder. And she is a well-accomplished poet. She's been in the area and on the global scene for a while now. So we were very, very lucky to get her. Mm-hmm. We have Sandra S. McRae. We have Martin McGovern. And we have a lot of other people, but especially we have Joseph Hutchison, who is now the former poet laureate of Colorado.
Hmm.
They named a new poet laureate this year. His name's Bobby. I'm going to butcher his last name, but it's Bobby L. Bobby Lafreer. So we're going to have Joseph there. So there's a lot of people that want to make it this year, and we're looking at growing this year after year. But for this first year, we've had a heck of a turnout. So
okay. And what's the setup on it? You say there's a keynoter. Mm-hmm. Are there tables there? Are there authors? Is it just poetry? What's the whole picture?
So we're going to have the upstairs and downstairs area of the Teller House available to us. We're going to have 25 poet, author, booksellers. There's going to be artists, tea. And we're also going to have JKQ Barbecue and Dostal Alley with beer on site. Offering outdoor tents for food. So the outdoor portion is actually the adjacent garden to the Teller House. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have an open mic out there. There is going to be some scheduled poetry readings there. And then in the evening, closer to the evening, we actually have a special VIP event that you can get for the VIP ticket experience. That's going to be across the street at the Williams Stables Theater. And that's a small theater in the round. It's actually a theater of three quarters. Mm-hmm. And we have 75 tickets available. Those are still on sale. You can get those online. And from there, we're going to have poets reading in 10-minute blocks. And in between those readings, we're going to have a musical guest by the name of Chris Rippey. And Chris Rippey is incredible. He lives in Lafayette, Colorado. Chris plays all kinds of instruments from around the world. And he's a bit of a poet and storyteller himself. He hosts a podcast called The Tales of the Boatman. And he writes these unique, incredible stories that are very family-friendly. And he samples music and he samples the sound effects custom, and then he plays every track on there. So he's playing strange instruments that you've never heard of. Ooh. He's also playing really cool instruments that you have heard of, like the banjo. But one of the great things that he does is he plays the banjo with a bow, and it sounds like a country cello. Ooh. It's amazing. He's amazing. So we're very glad that he could be part of the lineup. So it's going to be more than just poetry. I mean, obviously there's books for sale, there's merchandise for sale. I know we're going to have a book binder there. We're going to have a really nice kids area at the Gilpin County Art Museum across the street.
Okay.
So once you get everything together, it's actually going to approximate a street festival and have lots of stuff to do.
Oh my gosh, you've got a chock full day here.
Yeah, yeah.
Of events. So throughout the day, people just show up and they could take advantage of, there's various vendors around, and again, you'll have the beer and
sure.
Whatnot there. And then when does, and the keynoter again, her name is?
Khadijah Quinn. So I was just going to add, one of the things that we wanted to do, so a lot of these festivals, it gets a little separate as far as being able to talk to the keynote. You have to get the VIP tickets for a lot of these places. So whereas she's given her keynote address and doing a Q&A during our VIP event, she is also going to be available for book signing and meet and greet. So I think it's from 2:00 to 3:00.
So
that's available for general admission ticket holders. So we're trying to make as much available to everybody as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then she presents around 3-4, something you said, evening, late afternoon.
So the VIP experience starts at 3:15 and runs to 4:45, and that's conjoined with the keynote address at 4:45 on to 5:30.
Okay.
So.
All right. And then after is the, and I'm just going back over the schedule in my head.
Sure.
Poets can stand up and read. Is it kind of just show up, or do you have to schedule them? Or
there's going to be, well, you can go to ccpoetryfest.com to look at the full lineup. There are workshops during the day. Those are going to be inside the Teller House. But as far as the open mic outside in the garden, there's a few blocks that we have that it won't be available, but for the most part, it's going to be available all day for people to just step up and read their poetry, maybe just soapbox it, whatever they want to do, we really encourage that. Kids can do things. We want to make sure that it's a very open and let the subconscious flow, shall we say.
I love that, because following us on this program or our conversation, I have our superintendent of schools here, and I had mentioned about you coming in and wondering about, in particular, since we're here in Clear Creek, it's just kind of meshing in dovetailing somehow the schools and then the kids, if they wanted to get over there and that they got poetry. So is there any age limit or anything?
No, this is a family-friendly event.
Okay.
There may be some... there may be some more graphic language at the VIP experience, but we're going to broach that as we can and just make sure there's a warning if there's any younger folk in the crowd.
Okay.
I just remembered we're also going to be having Art from Ashes, which is a nonprofit in Denver. It helps Denver youth in at-risk areas.
Okay.
And so what they do is they do basically, I think they write poetry to channel some of these emotions and everything. So we're going to be hosting some youth poets at the VIP experience as well. So I want to throw that out there. So
what a great opportunity for young people
to get up there and build the confidence and have the audience, which they deserve. So it's pretty exciting. There's some great poets in that program.
To give them that outlet. Because there's so much. I'm a retired teacher, so I know about kids with, struggling with so much. And then to give them a venue like this, a forum that they can, create and then present.
Yeah.
That's an amazing opportunity you guys are offering here.
Well, and I hate to commit to this just yet, but we are working on a program where we're going to encourage people to write poetry during the event and submit that poetry for something that might approximate a little bit of a contest. So, we're still working on some things. So we're really appreciative to the community. We've had so much support, especially from the opera themselves. We didn't have a lot of time to put this together for this year, but we wanted to get something, out. So, I mean, it's only 3 months that we've had to do this. So in the future, we're going to have, just the response has been incredible. We're going to have a year, each year we're going to have a full year to prepare. And we're really looking at building this year after year. And the ultimate vision is for this to be the premier poetry event worldwide.
Right on. Reach for the stars there in the big time. Yeah, and I could see, as it grows, you have that opportunity where it expands to maybe more than one day. Maybe it starts on a Thursday evening and then a big day Friday, Saturday, and a close on that as well. So, yeah, there's plenty of opportunity. And I'm familiar with that, because of my book note that it started, just on a lark, 2 years ago, and how it takes time to for something to get seeded and take root. And then you grow. You learn from experience. What works, what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. New ideas come in, too. So I'm real excited for you guys here.
Definitely. And you get a lot of good feedback from people.
Yeah.
Sometimes the things that you think are obvious or not obvious or, you just, oh, I forgot to think about that. So, So it becomes a community-led thing. So it's like a school of fish.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of leading together. So that's been great.
Very organic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So other details, because I'm going to ask you, about, you could talk about the website and then admission costs, things like that. But is there anything we've kind of left out that key points that you'd like to just get the audience in?
Well, sure. Yeah. So the Teller House, if you haven't been there, it's an incredible historical building as well as a venue. So it has this literary feel that's really going to enhance the environment. So this as a convention, as a festival, is really going to be unique to what you're going to find at most convention centers. And we did the Colorado Art and Book Festival back in Arvada back in March, and it's incredible. That's really good. As differing from that, we have, it's a little more of an intimate experience where you can also get tours from the Gilpin County Historical Society of the off-limits areas of the Teller House itself. Okay. So as you go upstairs, there's going to be people that you can book a tour with from the Gilpin County Historical Society, where then you can tour some of those more intimate spaces upstairs and learn more about the Teller House, as well as the Opera House just up the street. So that's something that I want people to know. It's a good experience to get, a 360 view of what Central City has to offer. What I'd also like to add is that Central City is becoming a premier destination itself for the arts. We're going to have the Plein Air Festival the weekend after. So we're very excited to promote that and sponsor that as well at our festival. And the Jazz Festival, which just occurred, I guess it was a couple months ago, I attended that as well with my family. Really incredible. So if you're not getting up to Central City, I just would encourage you to for the arts and everything else. And just a great opportunities to suck in the culture and get a lot of other artistic juices flowing up there.
Yeah, because there's quite a bit of history. I mean, this goes back to the 19th century.
Right.
And that's too often we think Central City as gold mining, which obviously that's the start.
Yeah.
But as you point out, the opera and the development of the culture over there.
Sure.
And so it's great to see it, I don't want to say resurrected, but being reemphasized perhaps and enhanced and, like with your event.
It's a resurgence. I think that's the best way to say it. Another thing I'd add is the face bar in the Teller House. If you're not familiar with the face in the floor, it's a painting that's literally in the floor, and it's protected by a bar rail, and there's lights on it. It's pretty incredible. It was back in the 1800s. It was painted, and there's a poem that was written about it. So we're very happy. We're looking at having some of the big poets read the poem in the face bar. So we'll see how that works out. But so it's just incredible that the Teller House already in a way has art and poetry built into its very bones. So I mean, this is just, it's destiny.
Yeah.
It feels good.
It does feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and you know, getting it off the ground, the initial inaugural event, and you know, what, how did it all come down? And it starts right here. You know, it's like, okay, you put it together, you get all these great ideas, and see, again, as I said earlier, what works, what doesn't work, and then you just go from there, and you know, and figure it out over the years, and then it starts to gel, it starts to grow. It gets a reputation, you know, start spreading it. And you're going to be joining us up at the Book Nook here in December.
Excited to do that, definitely. Yeah.
Market at Georgetown.
Sure.
You know, have a table there. Again, get the word out even more because this is an ongoing event.
Yeah, and we're looking to obviously promote the Poetry Fest at the Book Nook. And we're also excited to promote some featured poets, some other things. So thank you again for giving us the opportunity to use that space for promotion of that and enrich the community at large.
And hopefully some of your poets will, you know, you'll have some works there too. That,
definitely.
That people
yeah.
want to come in and buy, you know, because that's the whole
right.
purpose of it. Always called the best stocking stuffer is a book.
And we will have great books available, guaranteed. So
wonderful.
Poetry and otherwise.
So, yeah, and those are the first two weekends in December, so the 7th and 8th and the 14th and 15th. And we'll be at the Heritage Center in Georgetown, the old 1874 schoolhouse.
Mm.
So speaking of resurgence and, you know, because we had recently got that, it was a few years ago, but we got it restored and, you know, that schoolhouse and using it as a cultural center itself.
Mm.
You know, so similar things happening in these historical towns.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I feel very honored to be part of it. So we're just very lucky to be here.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, great. And people want to come over. Do they buy tickets ahead of time? They buy them there. What's the price? Talk about the website.
Sure. So you can get all the information you need at ccpoetryfest.com. The tickets, the general admission tickets, are $10 for adults. 6 to 12 are $5. And then if you're 5 and under, it's free. If you'd like the VIP experience, that's $20. So that gets you everything with the general admission and then also gives you access to the VIP event at the William Stables Theater that we talked about. And so that runs from 3:15 until 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably get a chance after that, in that half an hour afterwards from 5:30 to 6, to talk to some of the poets and mingle a little bit, you know, after that. You'll get to meet Khadijah Queen, most likely, if you'd like to. So what else here? What am I missing? It's the prices.
Yeah, you got the prices, ages, so, and
ages, yeah.
We talked about schedule.
Sure.
The website, you know, and of course we're ordering perfect, beautiful fall weather.
Yeah.
You know, for the event.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. What I would add is once again, we said it's family friendly, which it is. If you have a young one that wants to come, I really encourage it. We're going to have a really nice kids area that's going to have some good programming over at the Gilpin County Art Museum. They were nice enough to host us for the kids area. And there are going to be kids activities at the Teller House. So similar to how we're working this, it expands beyond the Teller House. So do the kids activities. So there's more... There's more incentive to move around. It isn't just kind of a little area that's, you know, corralling the young ones. So we want to make sure they're exploring the area as well. So
yeah, and if you have that long of a period of, you know, you're starting at what, 10 in the morning.
So it's, yeah.
You know, and you need opportunity for people to go in and out and then get a bite to eat and, you know, and just have different experiences as they go along. That's the beauty of like the Book Nook, because you know, people come into the center and look at that, but they got all of Sixth Street and all the vendors there and everything too. So it's a holistic experience is right. What it gets down to.
And that's a bold, that was a bold move on our part to make it something that was for, you know, 8 hours, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Not more or less, exactly. 8 hours is the event itself. Most of the other literary festivals that I've been part of are usually just, you know, anywhere from 4 to 5 hours. So yeah. We were really encouraging in the environment that we have. It's a good place to mingle, go get lunch. You can leave the event if you're general admission and come back and be have re-entry rights, of course. So we're just going to have simple wristbands and VIP. We'll have some other credentials. So we really encourage you to spend the day in mm-hmm. Central City and make the Poetry Fest, the anchor of your event. So yeah.
There's plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking. Yeah. That's actually a question I get a lot is where are we going to park? There's a lot of parking in that area. So
yeah, there's lots. And then if you're coming over from Clear Creek, oh my God, road.
Yes.
It's just right over the hill.
Yeah, that would be a great experience too. You can write a poem about your journey.
Exactly, you know, and be very spontaneous on that. And yeah. I remember years, oh gosh, way back in the land before time when I was teaching at a middle school out in Aurora, and we came up and we did gravestone rubbings up at the cemetery up above the Central City there. So, you know, the history there too, you know. So just amazing stuff that's going on. So, all right, we're going to wrap up here. So sure. One more time, website, prices, date, things like that. Just
sure. You know? So Central City Poetry Festival, I encourage you to come September 21st of this year, ccpoetryfest.com. General admission tickets are $10. VIP are $20. And if you're 6 to 12, you get in for $5. And if you're 5 years of age or under, it's free.
All right. Okay, everyone. This is Jerry Fabianic on KYGT, LPFM, 102.7, 103.9. And talking here with Jeff Stover. He's the primary organizer and lead there on getting the Central City Poetry Fest going there. And that's 3 weeks from today, and that is the 21st. So if you're hearing this on replay, just keep that in mind, 10 to 6. And yeah. So, all right, we're going to take a little musical interlude, and we'll be back shortly. Okay, hang on here.